Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. This is for week 11, November 2nd, going through November 8th. And the ratings are as follows. 5 is I love it. 4 is I really like it. 3 is I like it. 2 is I did not like it. And 1 is I hated it. Same as Netflix. So, let's start with the total. For this particular week, I read 37 comic books. The breakdown was 2 Valiant, 3 Titan comics, 23 Marvel. It was a big Marvel week. A lot of Secret Wars and Battle World titles. And then only 3 DC, which is very rare. Dark Horse 2, Archie 1. And 451 Media 3. So, sorry, my voice is still hasn't improved much, but it's better than it was. So, starting at the bottom, 3 out of 5, we had Ghost Racers number 2, which was a Marvel's Battle World title featuring Robbie Reyes. And I really did love all new Ghost Rider with Robbie Reyes, especially towards the end. The book really grew on me, but this was a little bit of a step back. It's pretty much just taking all the Ghost Riders, and it's focusing a lot on Robbie Reyes and putting them in this battle world, and they have to race. And it did a lot of Robbie Reyes backstory or situational backstory within this battle world scenario. And it was okay. It was a decent read. I enjoyed it, but I didn't really enjoy it or love it like I did all new Ghost Rider. So I gave it a 3 out of 5. It was my lowest book for that week. Next is from 451 Media. I gave a 3 out of 5. Was Bad Moon Rising. And this is a werewolf book, which I thought it was decent. I just thought the artwork was a little confusing. It was a lot of the characters looked a lot alike, especially the male characters. And it seems to be a werewolf story that starts way back in the Vietnam time period and ends up in current time with a motorcycle gang. And there's one hero that goes back to town for his father's funeral, who was a sheriff. And it looks like he's going to be our hero. And you get to know a few of the town's members. And it is a color book. And it was number 1 from 451 Media. I'm going to finish it. But it was my least favorite from 451 Media. I still thought it was decent. And if you like werewolves, I'd recommend Feral from Avatar Press by David Laugham. That is a really good werewolf book. Or Werewolf by Night, which is classic Marvel. hopefully this one will grow on me and it will become one of my favorites. So let's keep our fingers crossed. Next up is A-Force 2 through 5. This is like a female world, like an I think it's an Arcadia or something like that, on Battle World that Doom put together. And it's a bunch of female characters, and She-Hulk is kind of their leader. And they introduce a new character that they get her, and she's very mysterious but has really powerful powers. And it was a decent read. The artwork was very nice, and the story was interesting. It just wasn't my favorite. It was probably my least favorite of the, Ghost Racers was, of the Battle World titles. But I'm looking forward to the relaunch to see how they bring this into the Marvel continuity. It seems like the one character that they introduce in this book is going to join the female characters again for an adventure in the Marvel universe. So she's going to bring them together. And one of the young Avengers. I can't remember her name, but she's the mystical one with the staff. And she's a major player in the book. And Yeah, there was a lot of popular female superheroes in this particular world. And they had Sif as a Thor. She played a major character. There were three Thors. It just seemed like there was a misunderstanding between the Thors and the women of this particular world, and they got into some big conflicts. Yeah, we'll see where that goes. It was a decent read. It was entertaining, but it wasn't my favorite. So the next one, I continue with the Titan comics, which was Kronos Commandos, which is basically Einstein forming a time group, and there's this particular sergeant who's their leader, and he always gets like new people to help him out as they jump time, and they have to change. The Nazis had come into the facility and stole some of their time technology, and the sergeant has to go back in time, back to the future. No, he has to go back in time to like dinosaur times and try to retrieve this object so the Nazis can't use it. And it was a decent read. The art was pretty good. It just the writing, the concept was better than the execution for me personally. In other words, the flow just didn't flow in my brain like it might for somebody else. But I'd recommend it if you like the things like War That Time Forgot from DC Comics, or if you like time machine things involving World War II. If you like that World War II comics, it's probably a good thing. And if you like Back to the Future, dinosaurs like Turok, you might enjoy this particular book. So that was also a 3 out of 5. And then we have Aquaman 45, which is the only DC comic that I'm caught up on. It was a really fast read. But the last we left author, he had banged Mara's sister, thinking it was Mara. And she was going after him. He time jumped with the staff, the Trident, into another world of creatures that seemed to be related to the Atlanteans. And it was like an off-world adventure that I enjoyed. A lot of people are not enjoying Aquaman, but I think this Cullen Bunn, Trevor McCarthy run is I like it more than a lot of other people. I consider it just as good as the Jeff Parker one, but not nearly as good as the Geoff Johns, who is coming back with Ivan Reis to make Aquaman another top seller, I think. One of my favorites, and I recently acquired Showcase number 30 and 33, which are Aquaman Silver Age appearances. And then I also bought quite a few Aquaman Silver Age titles, including number 1 and 2, and they were in really good shape. I am probably a dozen books away from completing every single volume of Aquaman, and it's only like a few annuals in the second volume, and or not the th it's maybe the third volume. I think the second volume was a mini, and the third volume was it's the Peter David one that I'm missing a few when they changed writers, and it was a writer I didn't care for, so I dropped off the book. He was a book writer, a book writer that they hired to do Aquaman. Tad something or another. I wasn't a fan. But I'm going to read it. I'm an Aquaman completist. I want to have those. I don't think I will get the Golden Age Aquamans unless I run into them for a decent price. And I think it was More Fun Comics. I would be interested in reading them. Because that's a period I've only heard about in podcasts. I haven't read Golden Age Aquaman. So, one thing I would really love is if they did the Chronicles, like they did the Chronicles of Flash, and the Chronicles of Superman, the Chronicles of Batman, and the Chronicles of Green Lantern, and the Chronicles of Wonder Woman. And those series have stopped. I think Wonder Woman only got to 2 volumes, but it was a cool concept because you could read these stories in color from the start in sequential order. And I really wish they would do that with Aquaman. That would be cool because we'd start with books that are unaffordable in Aquaman and work our way into everything that I own beyond that. So, yeah, I'm working on a few more Aquamans. I got number 7 and a couple in the 20s and 30s that were in very good condition. So I was real happy with that acquisition for very good prices at my local comic shop, because it's like it was whatever the grade was, and then he takes it down a percentage, and then he gave me 50% off. So really good deals based on my credit in the store and stuff like that. So that was Aquaman 45. Book of Death number 4 was a disappointment for me. It is well executed. I feel bad giving it a 3 out of 5, but it just failed on so many levels for me. It felt like a rushed end to the story. The main villain, Master Dark, just failed to be a threat and was kind of taken off in 2 panels. And the cover, the colors were just atrocious in making Master Dark a threat for the Geomancer and Galad. And then one of the big things that happened to Galad seemed shallow and no emotional, because I didn't feel emotional bonding because I had already pre-ordered the follow-on series, so I wasn't too shocked. So while it's a good read, it reads really well, it just felt rushed, and it felt like they sold Master Dark out as a trivial villain when he could have actually been a big threat in the Valiant universe. And even though there was only one issue left, I feel that they could have left it open-ended and have left Master Dark is still a threat, and he still had Shadow Man in his pawn, as his pawn, and they didn't do anything with it. So yeah, 3 out of 5, but it was my top 3 out of 5, so it's not a bad comic. It just was disappointing because the other ones were so good. So as we get into the 4 out of 5s, we had Guardians 3000. This is the original Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's a time jumping adventure where they keep like repeating like a Groundhog Day scenario over and over again, and things keep changing. They're able to change the current time by manipulating the future as they go back. And they need to, because in the first scenario they end up dying. So yeah, I'd recommend this. I only read issues 1 and 2. I have the rest, but it is a pretty entertaining book. 4 out of 5, I really liked it. And then we get to Ex Mortis. This is a 351 offering. I really enjoyed this one. It was probably my second favorite 451 media. And it had to do with kind of like a World War II Creature Commandos thing. If you like Creature Commandos from DC Comics, you'll probably like Ex Mortis. The Germans are trying to make their own super soldiers and monster squads, and the British and Americans are doing their thing too. And it turns out to be a really good read. So that's Ex Mortis number 1 from 451 Media. The next ones were Inferno, number 1 through 5, a really, really good story that delved into Pete and Ileana Rasputin, I think that's their names, which is Colossus and Magic. He's trying to rescue his sister from hell, but his sister doesn't want to be rescued. And that piece of hell is kind of ruled by her with an iron fist and the one demon that controls her, and the X-Men are kind of on the outskirts of the domain, including Phoenix or Jean Grey and Cyclops, who kind of help Colossus once a year to try to retrieve his sister, and every attempt up to this point has failed. There's also a dramatic turnaround for Nightwing who actually teleports in and tries to help Peter get his sister back. So, really good read. I really enjoyed it. Next one is a really violent book by Frank Terry. I got the hack cover, which I've been really enjoying. It's from Archie Comics, called Hangman Number One, and it's a really violent character who goes after violent people, and he's a vigilante of types, and it makes it read like he's not human. Like, the hangman is kind of like the specter. It's at least the way it read to me, who manifests itself when he needs to manifest itself, and they make it like it's a legend, and it really worked. I really enjoyed Hangman. If you like Punisher and stuff like that, I think you'll like this character, also with a little mystical twist. Next up is Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies by James Robinson. Really good story. It featured like the Vision, Wonder Man, the original Human Torch, and Hank Pym, as they formed like a small world that was impenetrable. And little do they know that the zombies and Ultron are teaming up to try to take over this world. And they pull on 1872 Hank Pym. So it joins that. It joins Age of Ultron. It joins Marvel Zombies. A lot of different battle worlds into a really good, enjoyable story as the Ultrons and the zombies team up to try to overcome this utopia that was built, and it's really good. I highly recommend it. The next one was just, it read like an indie, but it was a Marvel book, and I really enjoyed it. It was Jason Aaron, and the art is very indie. It's called Weird World, and it features a lot of Z-list characters, like Archon. He's like a character with a lightning bolt, and he looks like a barbarian that appeared in Avengers, and he's like the main character in the story. But it also introduces characters from Crystar, the Crystal Warrior, which was the saga of, it was a Marvel comic book that even spawned a toy chain. So I thought it was a licensed property, but it must not be if Marvel's still using this character, because I think if it was a licensed property, they wouldn't have put him in this book, because he's not that much of a factor in the book. They kind of use him and part of his characters in this, also the villains from that book. So it was really good, and the biggest character they have that's known to people is Man-Thing. So it's kind of telling how this book uses a lot of like Z-listers to tell a quite compelling story about a world that you try to map, but you can't map it, because you try to map it and go back to a previous point and it's changed. It's a world that's ever changing, and it reads really well. Oh, that's Weird World. They're gonna turn it into a ongoing, but it won't be Jason Aaron with the reins. It'll be a Cy Spurrier, not Cy Spurrier, Simon Spurrier. I think it's Cy Spurrier. Who I know from Crossed and a couple other things. So we'll see how the change of writers, the art team stays the same. I should mention the artist. Let me look him up in my comic book database. Weird World. A Weird World, Volume 2. Let's see. The artist is Mike Del Mundo. I'd recommend it. It's a really good story. There's also one other Z-lister, but man, I can't remember who it was. But it was very interesting to see them in it as well. I'd recommend this one. So, after saying that, we're still in the 4 out of 5s. And I got All New Captain America, number 4 through 6 by Rick Remender. This one was amazing. It was basically the Falcon taking the reins of Captain America. It didn't last long. It was like 6 issues. But it was really interesting. It was Stuart Immonen. The art was amazing, and it continues to delve into the characters that came from Dimension Z and the Aram Zola saga that Rick Remender had done previously in a Captain America volume. And you got to remember that Cap has been his super soldier serum has kind of been extracted, which caused Steve Rogers to age again, so he's really old. And he has that son that he raised, which is Aram Zola's son, and he raised him in Dimension Z to be his own, and he's currently Nomad. And the series is pretty amazing, and they kind of took a variation of it, Rick Remender did, and turned it into Hail Hydra, which is a Battleworld book, and it really did a good job. Like, I appreciated Hail Hydra so much more after I finished All New Captain America and then revisited in Hail Hydra, which I'll talk about next week. So that was All New Captain America. We then go to Invincible Iron Man. And I think it's the second volume. And this is by Brian Michael Bendis with excellent art by David Marquez. And this one has been really enjoyable. I talked about issue one already. This was number two. And it focuses a lot on Doom, the new Doom, who seems to have got rid of his mask after Secret Wars. And it has a lot to do with continuity because they remind us about the Bob Layton, back in King Arthur times, where Doctor Doom and Iron Man had a like a team up back there, and you know they mentioned that, and he also has a new love interest, and it really reads really well, and Madame Mask is back, and she's really strong character in this particular book. She's trying to steal stuff from Latveria, and she succeeds somewhat, and Doom sends Iron Man after her. Really good read, really enjoyable. I am everything's clicking for me on Invincible Iron Man. It's the last 4 out of 5 book. And then last but not least, we get into the 5 out of 5s with no surprise coming from Dark Horse's Rebels, which is a Revolutionary War fictional tale, but based on history. So good. This one deals with a battle where they're trying to get some equipment in the frozen parts from one location to another, and it has a little bit of George Washington in it. Really enjoyed it, and the second issue involves him going back to his family and finding out that his wife had to birth their son by herself, and she actually had to deliver the baby herself, and now her son is of age that he is really helping around the house, and he comes back and he's like his father, and he's trying to fit in and realizing that he is not at home anymore. He feels more at home in war. And you kind of see this like in some of the war movies and stuff like that when people come back with like stress disorder, you know, they almost feel more comfortable back where they were than back home with their family. And it kind of has that feel. But Rebels is an amazing book, Brian Wood, and the art is pretty amazing. I'll look up the artist real quick. I think it's a female. Andrea Moody. I don't know if that is, 'cause I've seen men called Andrea, if they're overseas. But yeah, 5 and 6 are really good books. I'd highly recommend it. The next artist comes in on 7, which I haven't read, is Matthew Woodson. So I wonder how drastic the art is going to change. And number 8 just came out, and it's a different artist, which is Ariella Christina. So I don't know why they keep switching them, and I hope that Andrea Moody is just taking a break, coming back to the book. But we'll see when we review those future issues really soon on Mike M's Weekly Reads. The next one that I got a 5 out of 5 comes from Valiant. It was Book of Death, Legends of the Geomancer, which is kind of telling the story of the mother of Ivar and Armstrong and Galad. And it does it in a really, really, really good. You still learn about Anipanda, which is their namesake. It's actually the father and the mother, their names joined. So it was really interesting. And then another 5 out of 5 comes from 4-5 Media, Self Storage. And we talked a lot about this on Geek Brunch, me and Bill Bomer. And we both loved it for the same reasons. It's just written so well. And if you're a fan of Storage Wars, it is so interesting. The main character is one of those guys that auction, bids on storage units, and it starts off like kind of like that. And yet there's always two guys that he goes up against, and these two guys kind of like he finds out live in the storage unit, and they actually steal from storage units. They break in without the owner knowing and sleep in the storage unit and steal stuff. And they're like, this isn't really stealing because this is all the forgotten shit that people just store away and they never come back to get. So they're kind of like banking on that. But it was such a good story. And it has a good scene at a restaurant where he actually gets his girlfriend's birthday wrong, and but gets her a gift, and she doesn't take it very well because she's like, well, where did this gift come from? Is it from somebody dead, or did you buy me a legitimate gift? And at the end, it leads us into what in the solicits, which is zombies. But I don't want to give it away. Highly recommend this from 451 Media. It's in black and white, but well worth your cost. And the first issue is amazing. My favorite 451 Media, and I've read all 4 number ones that have been put out to date. I'm drinking some eggnog. Can't believe I never tried it until the last couple of years. I never thought I'd like it. And it sounds nasty, egg and nog, but man, is it delicious. I got Southern Comfort eggnog. So that's what I'm drinking right now. And the last but not least is Ray Fox's Gotham by Midnight, recently canceled by DC Comics. Amazing story because it's supernatural cops in Gotham. And the main lead is the Spectre, who I've always loved. One of my favorite characters. I have every volume of his solo titles. I have every showcase appearance of the Spectre, minus one, which I need to seek out. I've always been fascinated with the character. The only one that I didn't quite get into, but I still enjoyed, was when Hal Jordan became the Spectre. And they changed him from the Spirit of Vengeance to the Spirit of Redemption. But I still got it, and I still read through it, and still enjoyed it, just not as much. But something's breaking out in Gotham mystically. And the Internal Affairs is going after the cops for murders that they believe they've done. And they're questioning. A lot of this is like something you'd see in like CSI or something when they have somebody being questioned in the room and the good cop, bad cop, and they're questioning his whole team and trying to get them for murder. And the Spectre releases, Jim Corrigan releases the Spectre in the police station. So that doesn't fare very well, but really, really good book. I believe the artist is Juan Fiera, and the book is written by Ray Fox. It kicked off with Ben Temple Smith, so you kind of get the mood of the way the art is. Highly recommended. You could probably get the whole series for very cheap. And I think it's only going to go to 12 issues, unfortunately. Maybe 13. So we'll see how that all pans out. So this was Mike M's Weekly Reads. For this episode, I also want to pick some random books out of previews that I think you should buy. I think from DC Comics, you should go after Swamp Thing by Len Wein and Kelly Jones, who has a really creepy, creepy art style. I also think you should try Suicide Squad, Deadshot, and Katana. That one is written by Brian Buccellato and Mike W. Barr, with art by Victor Bogdanovic and Richard Friend and Diogenes Neves. So the other one, those that really are close to me know that my favorite female character, you'll probably say, is Big Barda, but is Wonder Woman. I've always loved it. She's got a new comic book coming from Renée Deliz called The Legend of Wonder Woman. On the Dark Horse side, I would recommend, I bought this as a Kickstarter. It's from Gail Simone and Jim Calafiore, calling Leaving Megalopolis Survivos Megalopolis, Surviving Megalopolis. This is like if they took all the superheroes went wacko, and so they put them in like an escape from New York City where they can't leave the city. But the humans that were trapped in there with them as well, and it makes it very dangerous for them. So those are my picks for DC and Dark Horse. Let's make our way to IDW really quick. I have two picks from there. One is Victory City, which is a horror book in the vein of Seven, if you like that movie. And Gutter Magic, which is about magic in New York City. That one is a four-issue mini as well. So those, and they have preview pages that look really nice, so I'd recommend those. Those are from IDW. We jump over to Image, and the two that I'm going to recommend is Cry Havoc from Simon Spurrier, who we just talked about, with art by Ryan Kelly. There's preview pages there, and that look amazing. And then Four Eyes Returns from Joe Kelly and Max Fierma, four-issue mini. I recommend that getting that, and that's from Image. So that takes us out of Image, and I'm going to quickly recommend some others that are in the back half of previews. If any of you, if this helps, and you like the books that I recommend, I can recommend more for you. But Aftershock is starting to put a lot of major talent in their book. And from Aftershock, we have two new ones. We have American Monster from Brian Azzarello and Juan Do. I'd recommend getting that. I'd also recommend it getting it to resell if you want, because it's going to be a low print run. And then Strayer. So this one is by Justin Jordan and Juan Gideon. A world is full of monsters. Strayer kills them, so he's like a monster hunter. That one. And then American Monster is horribly scarred and disfigured during his tour of duty. Theo Montclair returns to a small northwestern town that was once his home, unrecognizable. Now Theo is a changed man, transformed emotionally and physically, both in appearance and in perception. But he is returning a hero, or a modern-day Frankenstein. Only time will tell. So I'd recommend getting those number ones and trying them out. Let's see what other kinds of number ones we got, or new books that are coming out. Nothing new from Archie, but they have a lot of good stuff. From Avatar, Garth Ennis, art by Rollo Caceres is Code Prue, and this one looks to be a very interesting thing about the fire department, the New York Fire Department, where there's this woman who's investigating stuff, and she lives in a world of zombies, vampires, and ghouls. Looks to be a very interesting book. I believe DCBS has a good discount on that. So as far there's a lot of Black Mask, but they're all returning. If you're a fan, I'm not getting it, but there's a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 0. I'm not a fan, so I'm skipping it. But from Boom Studios, my pick is The Last Contract number 1 by Ed Brisson and illustrated by Lisandro Esserden. It's a retired hitman story, like in a crime noir situation. Looks to be a good book. I like Ed Brisson. I'm pretty confident that I'm going to like that. So it takes us to. I'm going to try Boundless. Is it Boundless? Or Belladonna from Boundless Entertainment, number 0. That should be interesting. It is Mike Costa, who I really do enjoy. And we'll see if that book will work for me. From Dynamite Comics, highly recommend Rick Remender's Devolution and Red Sonja number 1, third volume. Those are the two that I recommend getting from Dynamite Entertainment. I'll skip ahead some more and more. And there's nothing new from 451 Media, but a lot of continuing series. They're all. I'm sticking with all of them. If you're a Witchblade fan, there's a Devi Witchblade that's coming from Graphic India. Heavy Metal Magazine has Interceptor number 2. I'd recommend that from Donny Cates. Don't forget to order that. It's easy to do if it's from publishers that you don't see quite often. And let's see. If you're a Muppet fan, they have a new set of Muppet action figures featuring Kermit, Gonzo, and Scooter and Fozzie. It also has some smaller characters that come along with it. So it's Kermit and Robin, Gonzo and Chameleon, Fozzie with Scooter. That's probably the best one as far as getting more Muppets for your buck. And Robin, or Kermit comes with Robin and Bean Bunny, who I don't know very well. No new stuff that I'm getting from Oni, but I'm getting a lot of continuing stuff. Do do do. I think that is it until we get to Xenoscope. Oh, Man Plus from Titan. I am getting that, and I recommend you trying that from Titan Comics. It's got spotlighted in previews. A good jumping on point, which Bloodshot has just kept getting better and better. Is I recommend Bloodshot Reborn number 10, an all new jumping on point The Analog Man by Jeff Lemire and Louis LaRosa. So that should be a really good jumping on point. I'd also recommend Faith Number One from Jody Hauser and Francis Portella and Marguerite Savage. Those are the two new ones that I think you should get if you're into Valiant or you want to try some Valiant. They're probably good at jumping on points. From Zenoscope, I'm recommending a 5-issue miniseries called Escape from Monster Island and Grim Fairy Tales Steampunk, number one of two. There also is a Red Agent, issues one of five, which is going to be a lot like Red Riding Hood and Mission Impossible kind of stuff. So that ends that. And then the only other thing I want to point out is I'm a huge fan of Eagle Moss figures, and this time the bigger figures, they're 3.5 inches, coming from Eagle Moss is number five is Harlequin, which also comes with a magazine, and number six is Penguin. And these are classic DC costumes, not New 52. So that wraps us up. Please send me email. Let me know how everything's going. You enjoy the shows at mike@comicbooknoise.com. You can leave an iTunes review at Geek Brunch Podcast. We really could use some more. We haven't gotten one for almost a year. So Geek Brunch and Mike M's Weekly Reads and Retrocast, they're all on there. So if you listen, could sure use your support. The other way you could support the shows is if we post episode threads or tweets on Twitter or Facebook. If you could start sharing them or retweeting them, it helps give visibility to the show, and we really appreciate it. There's a couple of you that do it on a regular basis, and I really, really appreciate that. On Facebook, you can go to Geek Brunch Podcast and follow the episode threads there. And on Twitter, I'm at Mike Myers Brunch, and we will talk to you soon as we get into another week of Mike M's Weekly Reads. Have a good one. Bye-bye.